Rangers Rambles.
Well, all right. Sorry for the late start, but here we are once again for the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're having an amazing night so far. As you can tell, if you're watching the video, I'm currently upside down. I'm not sure when I'll be back to normal, but I'll keep you updated on that.
In the interest of upside-downness, the orange candy corn logo may be turned upside down in further notice when the show goes into its orange theme phase.
Oh my god. Alright.
Yeah, full disclosure, but that's going to happen. So, next up, you can see what I'm wearing, and I'd like to introduce my new mask buddy, Inu.
Woo! From a distance. Social distance. Keep it safe.
Yeah, we're more than a fair distance apart from each other.
Always stay one of era between each other.
Wait, what? But I'm tiny. That doesn't make sense.
No, so that, you know, we can reeve on you. No, not really. We can coof on you. I digress. But yeah, look at that. One hazmat suit and one fursuit, you know. A fursuit face mask. Gotta admit, it looks good on you.
Thank you.
Alright, so next on the show is Noble.
Yo.
Wow, you sound depressed. Sad.
Yeah, sorry, I've just been stuck inside all the time. My hay fever's been flaring up. Usual.
Oh. I get what you mean by that. I mean, I have that to some degree myself. But I know the whole staying inside part.
Get the testing kits, quick.
Oh, if I go out for an hour walk, I'm fine. I just haven't had the time to do it this morning. Oops.
Nah, being early as it is, it's kind of whatever it is. But hey, at least going for these walks is productive for your health.
Oh yeah, everyone should be doing it.
Oh yeah. And last on the panel, Earth's Power. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I know, sorry to hear about your line of work. Maybe I should say sorry, not sorry, but it's the cinemas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I've been hearing on the wire that AMC Cinemas is literally taking a lot of cutbacks and they might be on the verge of collapse. Whether that's, you know...
Yeah, I guess we just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, that actually is true. I did see AMC was losing quite a bit of stock. AMC new movie theater right down the block from me is also closed. And I don't know. It's not really looking so great.
Yeah, it's not. But life goes on.
Yeah.
But as we all know, we just got to push through and make this work.
Yes, definitely.
We've all conquered the bubonic plague. We've all conquered the Spanish flu without computers, without cell phones, and without internet. I think we can do this. We can all conquer this.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe in 100 years they're going to make movies about us.
Yeah. If I could live, doing the swine flu, I'm sure I could live doing this, right?
Oh, dude, we've lived through all of that, so... What's another pandemic, yeah? So,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of which,
let's talk about how this beautiful Corona-chan is ruining the entire furry fandom. Just recently, there's an update on all the fur cons that have been cancelled, and essentially all of them, except for Anthrocon, so far. They're still not canceled. No, a lot of them have been postponed. I believe FWA is postponed until next year.
Right, but But who's currently on the chopping block? Because right now we see, you know, the June cons may very well be cancelled. The July cons are going to be feeling the squeeze, and we're literally at the end of April.
I know. I don't know. It's really crazy. Like, it depends on like what the states do here. I don't know.
Well, I just to throw in my two cents, and it's a very salty one. Anticon also didn't tell anybody about a certain griffin that went missing from their show until it was really late.
Really?
I'm not going to mention any names.
Oh.
I wonder who that could possibly be.
Yeah, it was just some kind of griffin. I don't know. Unknown griffin. Not very famous at all.
I can't say I've heard of this griffin that went missing.
No.
He's not funny at all. He's not funny.
No, it's just sound like some random griffin.
But Anthrocon also didn't tell anyone about this missing griffin. And, I don't know.
Oh, yes, I remember. That happened.
Yeah, so that's my little bit of salt.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. To put things on the fire, I haven't had any mates in my local area in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, you know, even local things have been canceled too. Like, I haven't been to a meet in months. Everything's stopped. I mean, I really hope we can get back to normal. Jeez, hopefully soon. This is bonkers.
Yeah, given time, we'll push through. Oh, and Avira? Jack wants to know why you're taking my spot. Why is Avira Australian today?
Okay. Well, I decided to go say hi to Jolt, but like I'm not used to Upside Down Land. So as soon as I got there, I just looked up.
In the interest of fairness, maybe to run with this joke, maybe Noble and I should turn our icons upside down one day.
Oh yeah,
that would be funny. Yeah.
I mean, and then you'd be on my level, or I'd be on yours. I don't know. Yeah, sure, why not? Okay.
It's good. But let's start with the impact that, you know, right now, in our namesake, Corona-chan, a.k.a. the Wuhan plague, has now left its mark in terms of plaques on you know, around Atlanta cities.
Ah, yes. Here we go. The racist Wuhan plague plaques are popping up all around Atlanta.
Oof.
Okay, and what does this mean? They're just calling it the Wuhan plague. And then they have Winnie the Pooh.
It's a well-made plaque, I gotta say this.
It is well-made. I don't see where the racist part is.
Like, I can see this being, I'll be brutally honest, and I can say that this is... This would have been absolutely perfect to be a collector's coin.
Yes. This is history.
You ask basically a mint to make one out of solid silver. Mm-mm-mm. I would totally pay for an ounce of that stuff.
What gets me is that someone went through the trouble of designing it and making it and then putting them around.
As they should.
As they should, yeah.
What material is it made out of?
It looks like bronze, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I think it's
bronze.
A bronze
and teal plaque. And it look at the rest of the detailing. You got bat soup as well.
See the magnetoptics? Yes. Well, for those of you who don't know, Winnie the Pooh is used to portray Xi Jinping, the premier of the Communist Party.
Of China.
The leader of China. They just call him Winnie the Pooh, because that's what he looks like, because he's a derp.
Yeah, and I don't see the racist part, though, about it.
There's nothing.
There isn't. It's non-existent.
No, it's not racist. It's basically making fun of someone.
Oh, just so great, though. Look at this. Winnie the Pooh's association with Chinese culture originated in 2013 when parody comparisons were made between the cuddly bear and the prime minister. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and all it took was basically a meme of him walking with, you know, with Obama, and then they just put them side by side. Wow. That China...
I'm pretty sure... Wait, didn't Twitter, like, ban those memes? Or was that Facebook that did that? If, like, if you made a Winnie the Pooh meme about China, they, like, they would block you. I think Facebook did that.
I think China banned anything Winnie the Pooh related.
Oh, I mean, you know who Facebook loves in the world. They don't love America.
No.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's really messed up, though.
Not saying they hate America, it's just they clearly don't love it.
No.
Oh, well, no, they love globalism.
Cough, cough, yeah.
Look, China had the opportunity to take over the world long, 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 long time ago in history, and they decided not to. So why now?
I think it's got something to do maybe with their economy going to panic because they've gone stagnant. Their economic growth rate has gone stagnant, so...
Hey, they have the best cardboard buildings. In the world.
They also have the best, you know, deserted apartments.
Yes, they do. With the best
apartments? They've got entire cities that are basically devoid of life.
I was just about to say that. Wow.
The best ghost cities ever. Yay, China.
Oh, that would be fair to go to a haunted house in China.
I mean, that'd be a cool place to, like, shoot a movie, right? Like,
all the abandoned
skyscrapers and... Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But that's...
Anyways, about those signs, though, popping up in Atlanta, I don't think that they're wrong to just say the truth that, yeah, this came from China, and now China's trying to scapegoat it and blame everyone else when it's clearly not the case. It came from one of their frickin' laboratories.
Yeah. I don't really see a problem with that.
That's what happens when someone says the truth. When you want it to be not the truth, you call it racist, and it gets censored.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It, of all the things, it happened in, like, in American shops, and then they cry it's a, you know, racist and xenophobic thing, and a racially motivated something.
It's a troll. And really good one. Really good one.
Really good one, yeah. I agree.
Well, honestly, it's a great way to avoid any sort of responsibility or, well, you know, get people to shut up. It's like if you're in the HR office and you're being accused of something, you just say, like, I'm transsexual, and all of a sudden it all goes away.
Yes, hate crime, of course.
Yeah. Or you just call someone a misogynist or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. These buzzwords or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. But here's also another story that was sent to me. Thanks once again to Noble for sending me this, but here's the lunacy. Let's read this together, shall we? I teach at Oxford, but I don't want to do the coronavirus vaccine race.
Huh.
Wait. What is this saying?
This is Oxford University in the United Kingdom, but this professor says, you know, China once again has unleashed a threat to civilization, but the best brains of the United Kingdom have saved the world.
I mean, that's not... Yeah, that's true.
I don't have a problem with that title, actually. The whole I don't want to win it, vaccine race.
Here's the thing. Why don't you want... any person who is proud of their, you know, university would want to win the vaccine race because they have, like, these nice resources and these research departments.
And who doesn't want to be the doctor that's like, by the way, I made the cure, or I made the vaccine.
Can I be on devil's advocate for a second? Has there been cases in the past where there's been a cure for something, and all of a sudden the person who does said cure is dead, is murdered, or it's covered up, or whatever?
First thing that jumps out at me is the person who invented penicillin.
Yes.
Oh, that, so he was killed. I don't know. If you don't know, okay.
But, I mean, a lot of people give him praise, but I don't know if he was killed. But why would you not want to be praised for inventing a coronavirus vaccine?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe the risks are what I was talking about. I don't know.
Maybe if it doesn't work, they don't want to be blamed. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
They're like, oh crap, half of them give you cancer. Whoopsie do. Our bad. Never mind. Well, we're not the ones who made it. Nope, no, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be in that position if I created, like, the cure for, like, you know, the worst pandemic we've seen in a century, and it just, it doesn't, oh, that'd be embarrassing.
Well, let me see. There's heartburn pills. There's heart pills. Let me see what else. There's stomach Viagra. Pills. There's Viagra. There's this, that, and the other. And then there's 10,000 commercials on TV. If you or someone you know has been affected by blah, blah, blah pills.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I remember
those. Just do one of those. Create the vaccine, then create the lawsuits. Everyone makes money.
That's a good point, yeah.
Sure. Well, that's a pretty dark yet very capitalistic and economical way to think about that. Yes, very perplexing.
Sure. Yeah.
So, let's read about this article a little bit more. So, something. So, this writer says, yes, she should be proud by all accounts, but here's where it gets so part, you know, something, is that, you know, once the UK becomes these saviors of the world by being able to, you know, win the vaccine race, she goes on and, you know, bloviates about being white, male, and Oxford educated may not be the only criteria for effective leadership. Quote unquote, the countries whose responses have been the most widely placed, Germany and New Zealand, among others, are all led by women.
Who cares?
Christ, really?
Really? Who cares? Yeah.
Being white and male, who the hell cares? If it was what?
And educated from Oxford University. Okay, that I'm ruled out.
Okay, no, no. Boy. If it was a black transgender midget who found the cure, God bless him. All right. Who cares about any of that right now? All right.
The only thing that matters in this is that if a cure is found, it's properly understood how to administer it without killing somebody. That's it.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what,
it. Guys? Nothing else matters.
I'm feeling very smart right now. The ones who like the cure, take it. The ones who don't care about the virus, about the vaccine and who made the vaccine, go ahead and take it. The ones who disagree, because if it was a white male that made the vaccine, you're free not to take it. How about that? We all happy, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't believe anyone actually thinks like this. Like, are people genuinely upset that a white male could possibly invent
all
a
right,
vaccine?
Is that
really
thing.
What people care
Look,
about?
Look, I'll show you. I'll show you something.
I think
this article was written by one Emily Cousins. And something. And in her Twitter bio, it says, Dr. Emily Cousins researches vulnerability and gender and teaches at Oxford and LSE. And her Twitter picture is that of a white woman.
Oh, she probably has so much self-hatred. I bet she checks her privilege every day.
She may appear as a white woman, but she identifies as African-American.
That poor victim of being white. My gosh.
Wow, I just can't believe anyone really cares about this.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, you know, stupid. Yeah. Throw that shit aside for a little bit, all right? We have a fucking plague right now.
Here's the thing: you are gonna love when we read through this last final paragraph, you know, of this puff piece. All right, but do our Oxford-educated leaders think like this? Coronavirus is a global epidemic. Yet, rather than motivating the UK to take a proud role at the global stage. About these Macron and Virtue, UK is increasingly resorting to patriotism in response.
Oh gosh.
Good?
Cringe.
Yay, patriotism? Okay.
That's good. That's good about it.
I mean, yay, patriotism is a good response to it.
Yeah, no, being nationalistic? Alright.
Oh,
That's good. What's wrong with that?
Yes, this wartime rhetoric is useful in instilling a sense that this is a moment when individuals need to make sacrifices and put the country first. But this time, the enemy is not a nation, it is a microbe. So why do our collective solidarities end at the border?
Because they do. I mean, why do you think every single country closed their borders to everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
Pretty much.
Right? Like, if there's a problem in China, America is going to close its damn borders to protect the people here.
Yeah, why do you think that we instituted, like here in Australia, we instituted the travel bans to and from China early enough?
Right.
And things didn't get spiral out of control from then.
Right, and like, I get it, I get their point. They're saying this is something that should unite humanity. Yeah, sure. But if uniting humanity, like with open borders, means like free travel and spreading the virus and killing more people than we have to, yeah, you close the damn borders. Like,
yeah,
that's
common sense.
I love China's response at the time, though. It was just funny as hell. It shows how completely unprepared they are to enter the world stage, but then again, live and learn.
Oh, yeah, when they were calling Trump a racist xenophobe for stopping flights back in January. How dare you do that? It's not necessary.
Yeah, and here's the thing, it's like
100,000 cases. It's like, all right, China, all right.
Yeah, when the real death count gets revealed, yeah, then we'll laugh. But here's where this author gets loopy. The races on and the researchers at Oxford are doing vital life-saving work, but races have winners and losers. If my university is the first to develop the vaccine, I'm worried that it will be used as it has been in the past to fulfill its political patriotic function as proof of British excellence.
So what? If the British,
let them have it.
Good for them. That's excellent. Yay for Britain. Okay, I'm not upset by that. Hell, if Nicaragua made the vaccine, I'd be like, yay, good for you, Nicaragua. I don't care where it comes from.
I don't care,
like,
yeah.
What the hell?
As long as the vaccine works and does what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And, you know, the British are pretty excellent. They basically conquered a quarter of the planet at one point. I mean, that's kind of cool. So,
things spiraled out of control from there.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I don't care where it comes from. It could come from Nepal or Greenland or whatever. Like,
if they did that, nobody would care about Nepalese excellence and so on and so on.
Yeah, right? They'd be like, oh, who, Nepal? What? Where's that?
But because it's British excellence, and who's the majority demographic of the United Kingdom, I see that universities are not too fussed about that.
Well, they should just get the hell off their high horse and try to help save the world. How about that?
But that's asking too much.
Right.
My goodness. Jeez.
Yeah. All this dose of self-loathing is just not healthy for you.
Oh, man. I thought it was bad with the video games, but now this is like scientists in universities, you know, about the fate of the world right now.
Yeah. I know. It's
pretty crazy,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just about casting calls and movies anymore. Oh, my God.
No, let's inject social justice warriors and NPCs into the medical field now.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, smart.
That's unfortunate.
How would we ever get a cure if it was the case?
Last night I had a conversation with someone who I used to be friends with, but I mean, since I left the fandom, since I've become, you know, distance and everything, I haven't really talked to him except for a couple of memes here and there. He sent me a meme that was really funny. Literally, I was laughing out loud. And we got a conversation, and I'm like, you know what? Why can't we all... He's a hardcore lefty Democrat. And he and I are best friends, okay? I'm like, you're hardcore left. I am not hardcore left. We put our politics behind us. Why can't the rest of the world put their politics off to the side just for a few minutes and remember that we're humans? We're not left. We're not right. We're not center. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're human. We're human first.
Ian, you probably need to live in Australia for a while.
You know why? Because people have egos, that's why.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
People have egos, unfortunately. the damn eagle.
Yeah, quite so. Like, speaking of that live comment, 777 Ice Consume says, either they don't want the virus to be cured, or they don't want an ego over it or something. Yeah, I think you're right to some degree or so. Like, I think maybe it's more, you know, I think in this case, it's basically, you know, self-loathing. Oh, that's so pathetic. Let's not credit the British for it, and let's rather give the globe. This is a global cure, not a British cure. I mean, how pathetic do you have to have a globalist mindset?
Yeah.
So, create the vaccine and then slide it under the table to someone who's Muslim, someone who's of color, someone who's Spanish, someone who's Asian, anyone else but you if you don't want to be credited for it.
I don't know. I think that's
just get the vaccine like out there.
Right? No,
like the paperclip.
Nationality.
Yeah.
This is just dumb. I mean, hell, I would take pride in America. If America made the cure, hell yeah, America. Yeah. Like, what's
yeah, wrong? American excellence, America.
Yeah, we're number one.
What about the Irish?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, if the Irish...
Give the Irish a chance.
I know, everybody's going to get somewhere with it.
If the Irish made it, there would be jigs and limericks for the next century about this.
Yeah, I mean, we celebrated St. Patrick's Day even more harder.
Oh, there used to be a virus. It was such a quiet. there were all kinds of crazy, all kinds of things like that. All kinds of wonderful things.
And we'd all be
saying
it because they saved
alcohol,
the world.
The Irish.
God, you know,
why not? What is the good use?
I'm going to have to write some limericks.
If they were to make it and save the world, I'd celebrate it too.
Yeah, I would too, yeah.
I know, man, but it's the Irish, you know. Alcohol is in their blood.
I think even if there was, like, a British cure, I don't think there's going to be, like, you know, one fix all kind of deal. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Hey, Joe, regarding that Irish gag, there's that picture again, the meme. Sorry?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. If I can find it, I'll show it to you. But, God.
Oh, gosh. Is that true? That question on the live feed?
Is Australia being sold to China? Yeah. I mean, China's got a finger on everyone and wants to get a finger on every country it can. Partially true.
It's partially true. Okay.
World. Yeah, private chat.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I found what I was looking for. But yeah, holy moly. Oh, right. This Irish meme. Ireland closes all pubs. Ireland develops 15-minute testing kit for coronavirus. Confirms infection in 15 minutes. Way more reliable than the Chinese. Go Ireland. We might see Irish excellence.
Okay, now I really do have to write some limericks for... the glory of Ireland. Yes.
Yep.
That shall be so.
It shall be so. So, yeah. While we were out here, though, that's how we move on to the next item.
Well, all right.
Yeah, because now the biggest... I understand how slow we've been, how slow things are rotating, but I think the one that's been making the biggest wave is Star Wars.
Boy, not Star Wars.
No. Oh, yeah. No, please. No, God, why? Oh.
Alright, let's start with the series called Vagrant Queen, which is set to appear on Sci-Fi.
Oh, man.
But here's a headline. Vagrant Queen writer Magdalene Visaggio rewrites Star Wars, imagines Anakin Skywalker as, quote-unquote, incel.
Oh, boy, not incel.
Oh man, I miss Star Wars. You know, back when it wasn't like this.
Of course, became incel. He's masculine white male.
Yeah. Speaking of which, like I'll read you what Visaggio thinks. Anakin is a young white guy who's been told he's special for half his life, but now he's 25 and sexually frustrated and angry that he isn't getting the recognition he thinks he deserves, so he immediately falls under the sway of a Nazi.
Okay, all right. That took a turn. First of all, he's not sexually frustrated and angry. I mean, he's angry because he's Darth Vader. This is stupid.
I think I just lost a couple of dozen brain cells with that statement.
Yeah, I have us as well. Yeah, I lost a lot more than one.
And they could have said under the sway of a Sith. You know, not a Nazi. Free!
Free!
Use that buzzword in there.
Yeah, they got always the always got to throw that buzzword out there.
I mean, the Empire basically were space Nazis, but, like, they were the Empire, though.
So, just, I'm trying to comprehend this. Why is it that they always fall down to the point of saying, oh, hey, you're a part of the group that tried to, well, wipe out an entire race of people? It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I don't really get it. It's basically because it's more or less a buzzword. I mean, it kind of just lost its meaning, just like homophobe and Islamophobe and all that bullshit. All that
gay.
Yeah, yeah,
gay,
queer, whatever.
Races and all that, yeah.
Yep. You know, it all just lost its meaning.
And she thinks she has the sense to say, honestly, if we look at Anakin as an incel, his whole arc would make much more sense.
Oh, gosh, no, please, no.
What? No,
seriously. It doesn't, unless you're brainwashed.
Like, this is why, also, you do not hire people who do not know about Star Wars on your writing team.
Exactly, yep.
Seriously, if you want a good female lead, look at the Alien series.
Exactly. That's a great series.
I mean, it's chick with movies. The muscles.
I mean, yeah. Like, there's sort of fine point in this. Look at Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, wow, that's old.
And so on and so on. Like, but...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think she understands how the original Anakin story was, like the classic Star Wars.
No, she doesn't. No.
I always thought the original story of Star Wars, Luke was basically Anakin. Jeez. No, it was after the original first three movies, wasn't he? Wow.
Well, I mean, Anakin is, you know, the father of Luke Skywalker. Spoiler alert. Yes, so, like, the prequels are, like, about his story, and then the 4, 5, and 6 are about, like, Luke's story. But they're, like, basically, like, the same thing. Because, like, they're both in the same movies in the last three.
It's just wrong. I can't...
I agree, yeah.
Why not just try to create a new story for another Jedi or some group or something women-based?
I mean, they could, because, you know, there's a lot of lore out there, like the whole Legend series. I mean, there's like I think like 100 or something books about this, you know, different comic books and all kinds of different stories. Yeah, there's a whole timeline that they could just jump into at any time and write an entirely different Star Wars story. They're not creative like that, I guess.
No, I disagree. I think it's not about creativity or the lack thereof. I think it's just they need to ruin what is already there on account of it's bad, it's misogynistic, it's toxic, white male supremacy.
Not just that, they're trying to bet on nostalgia as well, which is, I don't know. Sounds kind of weird.
Nostalgia doesn't work if you hang it upside down and you beat it with a cricket bat.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it doesn't. Which is exactly.
I'm Australian, not American. We use cricket bats to beat things with, not baseball bats.
Oh, that's... Okay. That's
yeah, cool. But can you spike it with nails, though?
Call it yes, you can, actually.
I think I've seen one once before. It almost looks like a hockey stick, but it's like more bulbous.
Think of it like a paddle, except long, thin, and one side's flat, the other side sort of triangular.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've... Huh. I don't know what I'm saying.
So you've got like three edges you can hit someone with.
Okay. No, I don't think I've seen that before. I mean, maybe I did, I just don't remember.
You know, cricket's a thing here, so, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. It's super big. I think it's big in, like... I think in, like, South America, too.
Yeah, Australia usually plays against them.
I mean, to get back on the whole plus side thing...
Oh, yeah.
It says, cancel Sci-Fi has also booted their own baby Vagrant Queen from the primetime schedule.
Oh boy, I don't even want to think about that show.
Four words. You know what the four words I'm going to come up with are?
Of course I do.
Go woke, go broke.
Yeah,
that's right. Get woke, go broke. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every yeah. time. They never learn their lesson. They really don't.
No, they don't. They really don't. It's funny.
How many times has this happened? My goodness.
Well, even in the normal media, they turn around and said, "Oh, we don't want Deadpool. That's too much."
Right. That's too much. Yeah, and then they have like an all-female Ghostbusters and it tanks, and they blame sexism. Yeah, okay. Alright, sure. You can go say that as much as you want. Good luck, losers.
Yeah, because apparently the original Ghostbusters was a comedy when it really wasn't.
Okay, it supposed it, to
it be. Was, according to them, it was, but it wasn't at all.
Well, with the Disney stuff that they're trying to release, sorry, not the Disney stuff, with this new Star Wars show, how long do you think it's going to last? If they actually get it undergoing.
They are milking everything for all it's got, like with all these new franchises. How many new series of Star Wars are they making? The Mandalorian, you have, you know, the Galaxy Theme Park, you have...
Oh, the Clone Wars. Queen,
and now you have another one as well, which we're about to jump right into.
Wait, did the Clone Wars end, or is that still going on?
I think it's still going.
Is it?
Wow, really?
Wow. Okay. Disney bought that cow. Sequence. Disney bought that milk cow, and they turned it into a shriveled up raisin with the first movie they released.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I cannot make this shit up. I went to Walmart when the first movie came out, the first Disney part, and I seen a Star Wars apple for $1.50. What's the difference between the 50-cent apple and the Star Wars apple? About a $1 price tag on it that says Star Wars. Be a Jedi, eat an apple. What?
Right, but also here's the thing, like, even the merch for like the new Star Wars series, there's practically been no demand for it.
Yeah, no one's buying anything. Like, oh my goodness.
Like, none of the toy, means, you know. Yeah. Who are the recognizable characters in the new Star Wars anyway?
Like, here's the thing, though. Sorry, but the latest movies haven't been making a profit.
Not really, barely. I mean,
so they've basically been working at a loss in that case.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to buy a Rose Tico plushie at Toy Story. No one cares about that nonsense.
If people were hyped.
Who's that? Like, well, come on.
Don't judge me. I just want a Jar Jar plushie.
I mean, if Jar Jar's better than all those characters anyway. You know? Hell,
yeah, go on, Noble.
I'm pretty damn sure he was supposed to be a Sith Lord.
Even
he's a Sith.
Even if every shop had to shut down that sold Star Wars merchandise and it could only be sold online, and Star Wars really, really hyped, they'd still be flying off the shelves.
Yeah, the old characters, yeah, sure. There's demand for that. But the new Star Wars characters, no, there's no demand for it.
No, and they had such a missed opportunity with Captain Phasma, the one who was like all in that silver armor. Like, she looks really cool, but she only had like, what, a few minutes on screen? Like, they could have done so much more with that. And that would have sold.
Yeah.
Like, Captain Phasma was pretty badass. But nah.
But there's another new Star Wars story that's set to come out on Disney Plus, which we're about to dive right into.
Boy.
It's going to be there for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Female-focused Star Wars series from Russian dolls Leslie Headland in work at Disney Plus.
So, we're going to get a female-focused Disney series for Star Wars. There's a couple other articles about this that show, like, a whole group of just, like, female Jedi people all together in, like, their little team. So, this is what they're working on now.
Right.
Yep.
And of all the things, like, it's apparently they're basically having, you know, a largely female you know, directing team, like, you know, lead writer and so forth. Now, don't quote me on this, but that, you know, it's either majority or...
I'm sorry, hasn't Star Wars been female-focused for the last half a decade?
I think so.
I think it kind of already has been. Again, they don't learn. These people do not learn.
Guys, I love the live comment right now from Chris.
That's sad when COVID-19 Barbie sells better than Star Wars.
I like that. He has a removable mask. Oh my goodness.
It's dipped in rhinestones and it changes colors.
Bring back gay Ken.
No. Dress them up in hazmat suits.
That is pretty funny.
Oh my god, put him in vehicle response team Barbie Corvette. It's pink.
Oh no, 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 no. Don't tell me they're going to get Barbie and Star Wars together.
No.
I hope not.
No, I think they already had a Princess Leia Barbie at one point back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They probably
70s or 80s.
I think so. They might have. I don't know.
Wow. So that's 10.
that doodle by common, though. It's pretty hilarious.
More believable than Rey being a Palpatine. That's some bullshit right there. Oh, yeah. The Clone Wars Season 7. Yo, have you seen the Clone Wars, though? That's pretty cool.
I haven't been watching, to be honest.
I have.
I mean, I watched it, like, years ago. But now it just came back for, like, the last season. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, here's the thing. If you end up with a largely female, you know, it's either going to be something that's actually workable and, you know, and good, or your team is going to be ended up by a bunch of, okay, insert hate word, Karens.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Jeez, how could a TV show that's being directed by a bunch of Karens fail?
And yet, you know, and he had the audacity to, you know, to bill Karen as a word that's borderline hateful.
I need to speak with your manager right now.
Oh my goodness. I knew a Karen once, and she was exactly like that. I used to work with her back in, like, when I used to work at the summer camp. Oh my goodness. She was like our supervisor or whatever. Oh, she was just such a Karen. Her voice was so nasally and dreadful. It was, ugh, gross.
Jeez, man. But yeah. But looking at this, though, what are your projections for the, you know, for this new Star Wars series? And the current trajectory that it's heading to? I mean, if Vagrant Queen has been booted off primetime from sci-fi, and...
I think they're going to have to stop funding this, because, I mean, you look at how much money Disney is borrowing right now. I don't think economically they can keep on funding these projects. You know, they might have to cut back, or at least postpone it for a while. Like, how are they still filming on studios and sets and things when they're taking out, like, what, $5 billion in loans or some nonsense like that?
Well, they could probably do the same thing that the Australian football teams are looking at doing. They just take the teams and they isolate them, and then they get them to play.
I mean,
that doesn't really make sense, though. I mean, like, I was watching that with football. No, I'm sorry, basketball. They were saying they could isolate one person on the team, but, like, they're all passing the ball around and they're all getting it on each other.
No. What I mean is that everybody in the team's isolated for 14 days. They get tested throughout that period. If no one comes up with the infection from both teams, the teams then get together and they play.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to do that with the actors for all these shows for weeks?
I imagine so. I mean,
I guess it's
what happens if they have to, if let's say a film crew has to go down to Antarctica and film a couple of scenes. I mean, How long are they going to be down there? Like a couple of days, couple of weeks?
I don't know.
They've got to have the time and so forth to do filming. You're on something. But yeah, now, as it stands...
Just imagine like coordinating like all the travel between the guys that work on the movie. Like,
yeah,
you know,
you have to have logistics and so on and so on. There's a lot that's involved. But here's the thing. Right now, a lot of filming has been suspended because of the V virus.
Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely zero income coming in because all their parks are closed. All the Disney parks, Disney California Adventures. I can only imagine
Disney Cruise Lines.
Disney Cruise Lines. You're right.
Yeah. Like, all that, and then you've got to ask too, as well. Yeah. Like, you know, they've had to stand down a considerable amount of employees out of all of this.
I suppose the only good thing that could come out of it is that Walt Disney would probably be generating a lot of electricity if we hooked up an alternator to him.
Oh, goodness. Maybe. Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Also, on a side note too, Chris Lavazar's comment says, Disney has also been denied bailout money.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Good.
Well, they're not an essential business per se, they're more of a luxury thing.
Yeah. I'm glad that stuff and, you know, and the non-essential celebrities that work around the Disney area have. Yeah. The Another reason to count your blessings in this time.
The pain of my existence is anything to do with Disney.
Yeah.
I used to like Disney too. Like they were good.
Yeah, now the new Disney is just
No, what cringe. Star Wars is a crime.
No. Why can't they do another Bambi?
Mother!
But they had to do one in live-action Bambi.
Aren't they supposed to be doing live-action Bambi?
I think I heard something about that. They were making their old series in live-action as well. Like, you know, the 70s classic Robin Hood is going to get that same treatment.
Which was
covered last
week.
Like, just in case your memories recall. But
yeah, you guys did talk about that last week. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it, comparing it to like Zootopia and making a new generation of furries. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe I don't know.
No.
Thank God I'm not going to be able to watch it because I refuse to get Disney Plus on my TV.
Actually, here's the thing. I may be Black Ambassador for this bad joke, but. Here's what the furries actually want. Live action Maid Marian titties.
Wait, what? Okay. Yep. Yep.
Bad.
Oh, so cringe.
But it's what the furries would want, all things considered.
That's cringe, yeah.
But hey. I mean, it could be worse than, you know, than the abomination called cats, design-wise, but we'll have to wait and see. Like, we'll have to wait and see what the design department comes up with. Is all I can say.
What was the guy's name from Zootopia, the fox's name? I forget his name all the time.
Nick Wilde?
Yeah, Nick Wilde. Nick Wilde is going to play the new part of Robin Hood. Nick Wilde is going to be non-gender, non-binary, whatever.
Yeah.
No, there's actually a theory about that. I don't know if you like read Reddit and stuff, but
never.
There's like this whole theory about how like Zootopia is like the future. It's like a sequel to Robin Hood, and like Robin Hood is like a descendant of like Nick Wilde.
What? Seriously? Yeah. I thought I was clever there for
it's
a second.
Same universe. No, yeah.
I thought I was clever. World. Damn it.
I mean, it's just some nonsense on whatever. But like, it's a cool idea. Like, I read that, I'm like, all right, yeah, that's kind of cool if they're in the same world and stuff. And yeah, I get it. You know, I mean, Nick Wilde is some con man who turns out doing the right thing. You know, that's cool. I get it. Maybe. I forgot what thread it was, but yeah, there's probably YouTube videos about it. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's a whole new twist.
I love the live comments again from Jack.
No, I know. Well, we can only wait and see what they come up with for Bambi.
Ah,
Now, when I say Bambi, I don't mean make a live action adaptation and basically tear the whole thing apart, but a movie like Bambi.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean like a new idea? Okay.
Yes.
Instead of rehashing the original ones.
I get you.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
One reason I can only assume why they're rehashing the same movies over and over again, they own the rights. They don't have to pay the rights to no one.
Yeah.
Creativity's dead.
And they
risk-taking
and they
is dead.
Yeah, risking is dead because they don't want to...
It's all about that bottom line, my dudes. All about that bottom line.
Sadly.
I just hope they don't make a live action Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I can't imagine
in my head what the dwarves will look like.
Oh, they're probably gonna look like the dwarves from The Hobbit, maybe. They could probably scale them down, right?
They'll all probably be transgender or women.
Oh no! What about that old, Oompa Loompa guy from Willy Wonka? Yeah,
they've actually wanted to make one of those, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movies, except with a female lead now. Oh God, yeah, that we talked about too. But
how about the whole thing about Snow? Snow White being a white female?
Why? No, stop it.
I don't know.
Yeah. There was the first movie was great. The second one was scary.
Now it's
I don't want to know what the third one's gonna be.
Nope.
I don't know. I just.
Well, apparently, there's already been one.
But what?
Willy Wonka.
Oh, was it like an animated thing?
No. from what I understand, some horror flick was made up where kids were being used to operate machinery.
Oh my god.
China.
I can't remember the name of it, but effectively it's the...
It was China.
Going on. Apparently a lot of the actors from the original Willy Wonka movie were in this horror flick. I can't remember the name of it. I don't remember... I didn't watch it myself.
No, I was talking about like a sequel to Willy Wonka, or like one of a remakes. But was that something... Was it like in the 70s? I'm guessing it was probably the 70s.
No, I think this is in the either early 2000s or late 90s.
Oh, wait, so which actors were in it? The ones from...
Apparently, a lot of the actors from the original Willy Wonka, or at least personas of them, were in this movie. It was, I think, a group of people on a train, and they were trying to go somewhere.
Huh, okay.
It was really weird sort of horror thing. I didn't watch it.
Wow.
Alrighty.
Alright, so we've got one last movie to kind of, see where you stand on the future of movies. And this one goes out to all those fans of anime.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know where this is going.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do want to know. This is so great.
Yes. Sony's developing a film based on One Punch Man manga series with the writers for Venom.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. One Punch Man. Here we go.
Let's just hope it's not a Super Mario Brothers.
I mean, this could either be really, really cool or tank completely. There's no in between here. Like, you can't mess up One Punch Man.
Amazing.
The plot twist. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Evolution was a total cluster.
I know.
I don't want to believe it.
But thanks to that movie, we actually got a continuation of the Dragon Ball franchise. So who knows? They may reboot One Punch Man after this.
No, One Punch Man is literally killing it on the anime list, like with a lot of other animes. But to get the details of things, the writers Scott Rosenberg and Jeff Pickner are going to do a live action of One Punch Man, and their credentials have been including writing the Venom movie, and they wrote parts of the Jumanji pictures for the studio.
Oh, gosh.
That's the latest iteration.
I don't hold so much up for the Jumanji.
Me neither.
But the Venom was alright. Venom was pretty cool.
I agree on that.
I didn't see it.
All right, so like, it's a 50-50 shot here. Oh boy.
I just hope that they do bring in the original designers for the anime, and they listen very carefully. Otherwise, it'll be Dragon Ball Evolution all over again.
Okay, yeah.
But when you really, really think about it, though, and it's not, you know, Dragon Ball hasn't had a thingo for quite some time when they decided to make it. One Punch is still riding on its popularity.
I honestly haven't seen this series myself.
Me neither.
But that's where things stand, like regarding animes and property.
Oh, it's pretty wild. It's a really crazy show.
Oh, is it?
Oh yeah. Just check out some clips on YouTube just to get a feel for it. It's absolutely bonkers.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a look.
Yeah. But in all that cases though, whether or not I've been like, you know, too optimistic about anime is a different story. I know, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. That was the one thing I was, you know, that actually worked out well.
I mean, yeah, Sonic that was looks a good bad movie. Either.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're getting a couple of hits. At least we are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always Street Fighter.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Don't do that.
Sorry, I just threw that one out there. Mortal Kombat.
Okay, I thought... don't judge me. I thought it was okay.
No one in Hollywood, they probably try to make a new Groundhog's Day.
I think, if knowing Hollywood, I think they'll really butcher trying to say Japanese phonics.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Here's the thing. Who are they going to cast as the One Punch Man?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't. That's a good question.
Vin Diesel.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they could have the guy from I'm not sure his name, but the guy that was in the what's that movie? Aquaman. What's his name?
What about Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know. If he's willing to get shaved, he might be able to pull it off.
Oh no! You know what? Oh no!
What?
Make it an R-rated movie that are, you know, has some language, and cast Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yes.
One Punch Man.
I would see that.
Yes, Samuel L. Jackson is One Punch Man.
Fight, don't you? Y'all love to fight, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do, mother fluffer.
I would love to see that. That would be funny.
I love Sam Jackson. I love him.
Yeah.
I want to say the whole reason for Snakes on a Plane was so that he can say the whole line, get these mother fluffing snakes off this mother fluffing airplane.
Yeah, it's a great movie. That's the reason why I love that movie.
Yeah, but you know. But I'm not going to deny that if you put him in, he's going to bring a very unique take to it.
Yes,
Tom Cruise.
No.
Oh, not, God, no.
I'm not Tom Cruise.
Whatever their decision, though, they better actually put it to something, because One Punch Man has a very, you know, he's the very distinct character to him, a personality, and, you know, whatever you name it, they've got to respect the source material first. If they can't do that, then the weebs are gonna shit on them.
Yep.
So, yeah. If you can't respect the material, you know what you were just talking about, then you end up with Star Wars.
Yep.
No, Dragon Ball Evolution.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Is that bad? Either.
The original creator of the Dragon Ball franchise, he was basically told to, you know, take a seat and don't participate.
That's disrespectful.
It was horrific.
Oof.
Watch it if you can get your hands on it.
Right. I might
consider it, but I probably have to pass on that.
Yeah, I think the safe route's the best. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, though, wow. Look at where it's gone. Look at... I guess this is what happens when you've been stuck out here and, you know, waiting for the world to move.
True.
But I guess this is it. This is it. This is it all wrapped up. We've done what we can. I hope you've enjoyed whatever it is, like whether or not you're sitting out here in quarantine. But please be sure, you know, give us a listen. So you'll make me that way. You'll stay sane for at least hundreds of hours.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd think with everyone locked down, there wouldn't be that much in the way of news.
Quite so.
Nope.
That's well, things are still happening. Some stuff's going on, but
things are still happening. Things are turning.
Thankfully, you know,
some plans are being made.
Some plans, yeah.
And you know, and the engine called civilization still has to move. One state or another. Yeah. So, who'd like to wrap up for the week? One at a time. You do?
I'll go first. Regardless of how angry I may sound, you know what? If there's nothing else to do when we're trapped in the house due to quarantine requests, well, I might just watch it. It's better than sitting there with the TV turned off. The only thing that's really keeping me sane is, again, Super Animal Royale. And they're not sponsoring the show, but I am sponsoring them. I'm, like, obsessed with that little game. I'm obsessed. I love it. That's all for me. If you guys want to get on Super Animal Royale on Steam, it's, like, $10, $15 to play with others. But if you just want to play solo... It's completely free. It's the full version, and it's completely free forever. Everything is unlocked.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you got a decent computer, and I my computer is shit. It's not that great. And it works flawless. So that's all I'm saying. And that's until next week or the week after or whenever the next time I see you guys or hear you guys. I will be on Super Animal Royale. Killing the fluffies.
You are furry trash.
Garbage. I am the best garbage out there.
Alright. So, Noble.
For the life of me, people, stop licking crosswalk buttons.
Yeah, I've been hearing about the whole licking challenges, and let's just say the level of stupid is next. But yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right. So, just as that though. Hey, Vera?
All right. Well, this was stupendous. I hope everyone here had an amazing time, as we did making the show. And of course, what is it? Super Animal Royale?
Yep.
It's not a sponsor, but hey, if you're listening, you know, just shoot me an email. And, yeah, we can work on that.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for me.
Yeah, we'd love a plug.
I'll see you next week.
Well, of course, of course. And just as we wrap up, we'd like to remind you again, our episodes are always available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and more of the likes. And, of course, our YouTube shouldn't be going anywhere, so you have no shortage of where to find them. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.